This is the Aeneid, Book 1, lines 124 to 130. So you start with Antaria, meanwhile. Neptune sensed it, Neptune perceived, or Neptune sensed that, because this is a section where you're going to have all of the indirect statements. All right, so he sensed that. Miscere pontum, that the sea was being mixed up. Magna murmuri, with a great murmur. And that, emissam quae hymen, that a storm had been sent out. Et stagna refusa, and that the still waters had been poured back. In emis vadis, in the farthest depths. Gravater commotus, gravely moved. Et alto perspiciens, and looking out over the deep. Extulit placidum caput, he lifted up his peaceful, his calm head, summa unda, from the top of a wave. Vidit Aeneae classen, he sees the fleet of Aeneas, dixiectam totuae quare, scattered over the whole sea. Troias oppressus fluctibus, and the Trojans overwhelmed by the waves. Caelique ruina, and by the ruin of the sky. Nec doli et irae Junonis, and the tricks and the anger of Juno, nec latuere, do not escape the notice. Actually, that's past tense, latuere, so did not escape the notice, fratrim of her brother. All right, so the whole thing one more time. Meanwhile, Neptune sensed that the sea was being mixed up with a great murmur, and that a winter storm had been sent out, and that still waters had been poured back in the deepest or the farthest depths. Gravely moved and looking out over the deep, he lifted his peaceful head from the top of a wave. He sees the fleet of Aeneas scattered over the whole sea, the Trojans overwhelmed by the waves and by the ruin of the sky. Nor did the tricks and anger of Juno escape the notice of her brother. All right, so this is basically Neptune is going to take the leadership role, and he's going to put his realm back into the situation where he feels that it needs to be, because none of this happened with his permission. And the next part, he's going to really show his anger. He's not going to show it towards his sister. He can't control his sister. He shows it towards the winds and towards Aeolus, though.